Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know. Nick's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
But Jimbo's got a bunch of years on him, doesn't he?
Jimbo's fired up, man.
How old is Jimbo?
I don't know. Jimbo's fired up. That's what matters most. Let's get some odds on that fight. Let's put it together and get some odds on it. On the line, the host of the BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Quentin Mayo. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com today. Quentin Mayo with us. Quentin, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm interested in this conversation. I just checked the age. Looks like Jimbo's 56 and Saban is 70.
So I'm going with Jimbo. Yeah, you heard the stink, right? Nick Saban said Jimbo's cheating because they paid all their – he didn't say they're cheating. He said they paid all their players. Jimbo said, shove it, Nick, basically.
Oh, he crushed him. I don't know if you've got to listen to all the audio. You have to.
So what are the odds? What are you putting on Jimbo?
I would make Jimbo probably a -350 favorite in that fight. I mean, heavy favorite. But this also is annoying to me, is all these top-tier college coaches saying, oh, they pay for players over there. We don't pay. You all pay for players. Like, let's not act like there's one coach out there that's just holier than thou. Alabama didn't just wake up and get all the top-tier recruits out of nowhere. You paid some money, Nick Saban. It's okay. We understand. NIL is out now, so now you can use that to kind of dress things up. Jimbo's paid, Saban's paid, they've all paid. Next question.
Yeah, I mean, even if you want to just say they gave him a scholarship, that's paying. I mean, if you want to go back to that, you know, that's all right. Wow, I'm just looking at this.
These coaches are not – I don't understand why everyone wants to be like, you're doing this the right way. We know these are the biggest schools in the nation, and they are competing against each other. There has to be some sort of edge. All the facilities look exactly the same, and they have, 70-inch TV screens in everyone's locker room. I mean, all this stuff is top of the line, their own Gatorade mix. You have to have something that separates them, and that's the dollars and cents. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Hard to argue with that.
This makes me want to ask you about betting college football right now. Seems too early, though. It's too early to start doing that.
I'm gearing up for that. I'm not going to lie. I'm gearing up for it. I can't wait.
All right, Quentin Mayo joining us. He's the host of BetMGM Tonight. Quentin, what gets the most action? Is it the NFL? I would assume it's the NFL. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it NFL, college football? Is it Major League Baseball, NBA, college basketball? What is it?
It's 1,000% the NFL. The NFL is king. And it's funny because I was talking to my co-host, Brian Horvath, on the show last night, and I was like, it's funny how we try to just replace the NFL with these different things. Like, we try to get up for the lottery, the NBA lottery, and, you know, stuff like, oh, opening day, which is still a big deal, not gonna lie, but like, that season's 100 billion games long, so I mean, who cares how bad your team is in the first month? The NFL is king. 17 weeks, every game has some sort of importance. It's one day, typically a Sunday or a Monday night. They have a few days, but It's just the NFL. The most money comes in on the NFL, and it starts in the draft. The draft betting that you can do. I see Drake the Rapper had Drake London from USC to be the first wide receiver to get drafted. That's when we start. After that, it's win totals. And then after that, we get week one lines that we go through, and we bet those early. And if you feel high on the team, you go ahead and jump the gun. The NFL gets the most money of all sports gambling. It is what it is.
Does it matter if the games are good? Like, I keep looking at the NHL playoffs, and they've been phenomenal. I mean, they've been awesome. But does that correlate with the number of people who are getting involved with trying to bet on the NHL? Like, are the numbers up? Is there more money running for the NHL this year because the playoffs are hot? Or is it just kind of typical?
I think there has been a little increase in volume in terms of betting the NHL postseason, but also the NHL, like in the grand scheme of things, looking socially, it's like a harder sport to get into. But I will say this postseason has been phenomenal. I wish I had the numbers up that I got. John Ewing, our guy at BetMGM, who sends us a whole bunch of insight, just sent us an email about betting the NHL. But still, you know, those games will spike stuff. Like also, you look at the NHL, the goal scoring is ridiculous. Last night, Edmonton taking on Calgary. I mean, that game was 3-0 in the first period. I want to say it ended 9-7 or something like that.
It's crazy.
And Calgary, I think Edmonton almost won that game. So the scoring is definitely enticing, especially for like your casual bettors, and especially with that sport. So it helps, but I think at the end of the day, the NFL just reigns supreme.
Quentin Mayo joining us. PGA Championship going on. It's a major. It's the second major of the season. What kind of action do you get on golf? And what's your favorite golf bet? And who's getting the most action during this PGA?
So the PGA Tour, of course, is going on right now. And Rory is the favorite to win this set, plus 275. After him, you got Zalatoris, 12-1. Scottie Scheffler is 14-1. Further down the list, of course, you know Tiger Woods is golfing today. I think he birdied on the first hole. I don't see – his odds right now, 125-1. One thing I love about BetMGM is that you can bet any and everything. Like, we have specific specials for certain players. Like, I remember Tiger Woods to shoot 69 in the first round or lower, and to have an eagle, you got, like, plus 225 odds on that, or maybe, like, plus 425 odds. So we have a ton of stuff that you can bet at BetMGM, a ton of different ways. I love the props. I love the matchups as well. I will say in this event, I was looking at Spieth because Spieth comes into this matchup. He's on fire, eighth in the nation right now on the poll. He's been phenomenal, but that comes after he missed the cut a few weeks ago, or I guess it's 5 weeks removed now from the Masters. So I'm looking at Spieth to go ahead and turn the corner here. You can get him right now live, 40-1 at BetMGM. Some other guys, I'm looking at John Rahm as well, 16-1. I really like Zalatoris, especially with his iron play. That's going to be key here at the PGA Championship because you don't really need your driver. I remember Tiger a few years back, and it's more than a few years back, when he won it without using any type of driver. It was all his iron. So you have to be pristine with the iron. Of course, the Bermuda grass, extremely soft, so you get yourself in some trouble there. But some guys with some iron play and also really straight off the tee, that's where you want to target. But like I said, I'm looking at Spieth 40-1 right now. I love Tiger, and I just am always on the Tiger narrative. But he's also the biggest liability at BetMGM right now. If he does win, BetMGM is going to have their largest loss of the year because Tiger is getting that much traffic. And it's just Tiger Woods. He did decent at the Masters. He walked that course, which is hard to walk. He's feeling good. He went through a couple rounds Monday and Wednesday, walked the course. And, of course, he's won this thing before. Back when he won it, he was only a plus 300 favorite. That life was much different back then. But I think Tiger's going to hold a lot of things in the balance. Not sure where he's at currently because I haven't been keeping up with it. Just got back in the house. But that's the state of the PGA Championship.
All right, let's flip over Eastern Conference Finals basketball tonight. Boston at Miami. Thoughts on this series and who you like tonight?
So game one didn't scare me. That Boston did go down. But what does scare me is Al Horford in this positive COVID test, that and him being a COVID protocol. Brian Windhorst went on a podcast, I want to say, yesterday and said that, you know, he's been around a ton of teammates. Of course, they're all traveling together. And there had a few positives kind of flare up between maybe some other players and coaching staff. So that could be a huge factor in terms of availability. Also tonight, I think you do see Marcus Smart return to the floor for Boston. He's probable with his quad, I believe. But Derek White, who has had a couple games that he looked good against Milwaukee, Derek White's out due to personal reasons. Him and his wife are expecting a child here soon. So the spread is 3.5 in favor of Miami. I would just touch the total, though, because I think Boston can give you a game. I think Jaylen Brown will play better. Jason Tatum will play better throughout the full game. But I like the total, 206.5 minus 105 to the under. I'll take the under in this game. I think Marcus Smart being back definitely helps the perimeter defense, specifically slowing down Jimmy Butler, who is playing his you-know-what off right at the moment. So that's going to be a key as well. Will Tyler Herro and those role players step up? Bam Adebayo is going to have a tough task against Robert Williams. I think this series is still Boston in six. For me, But if they take care of home floor, Miami does, then that's as to be expected. Now, if they go to Boston and still won, of course, it'd be 3-0, and that would be scary. But tonight, I would lean the Celtics to cover the 3.5. But my favorite play is 206.5 in the under, minus 105.
Quentin, when the odds come out, and as if they aren't already, on who wins next year's NBA championship, where do you think the Cleveland Cavaliers will be?
That's a great question.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't know. I think a team like Cleveland will probably be, I would say, top 15, okay, if that means anything.
Upper half of the NBA.
Because last year, man, I don't want to get ahead of myself, and I know that's kind of been like the story of being a fan of that Cleveland basketball team, but they had so much promise. Ricky Rubio had this team looking like a well-oiled machine. Evan Mobley, of course, what he's done. Down to Darius Garland, I love DG. I mean, that team is really good. The coaching is good, too. So, I don't know. Next year, full strength, it might be a different story. I would love to see how that shakes out.
Quentin, always a pleasure. Say hi to your dog. Sounds like she's hungry.
He is. He's also saying, go Brown. So
nice.
Member well, of the dog well done, pound. Quentin. There you go.
Thanks, Quentin.
Thanks, fellas. Have a
you got one. It. You too.
That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Quentin Mayo, who obviously remembered he was on a station in Cleveland. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Quentin Mayo's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.